Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is 106. You are listening to the second hour of the Shaletta Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Hanging out with my producer, Lindsey Brown. I am actually in the historic WCCO radio studio, left my house in Cottage Grove at 11:35 and hightailed it here. Why? Because she told me while I was tapping in that my friend and handyman, Steve Thompson, was going to be live in studio. I have not brushed my teeth, combed my hair, and I can't tell you whether or not I have a bra on because I threw everything in my house that was broken into a bag, and I brought it up here. Yep, I got a wagon, and I'm expecting Steve to fix that stuff. I no longer have a husband, and Brian McDaniel is on the line, and Brian, you know, Johnny Taylor, the great R&B singer, had a song that he made in the 1970s called It's Cheaper to Keep Her, and I would like to do a follow-up on that in the year of 2025 called It's Cheaper to Keep Him. Because by the time I finish paying somebody to cut the grass, to rake the leaves, to clean the gutters, to fix everything in the house that's broken, to put that flapper on the toilet, and to get the snowblower ready, I might want to go back to Sean and apologize and ask if we could just shred some of those divorce papers, because I'm spinning a grip not having a husband. I really am.
Well, For first of all, I would like to say that I am also not sure if I'm wearing a bra or not. But I personally don't regret any of my marriages or any of my divorces. So you know what? It all kind of works out.
It works itself out. I'm telling you, I'm out here on the hunt. I'm putting on my good girdle tonight. I'm going to brush my teeth and use deodorant. I'm going to put my white diamond on. And I am going to see you perform some comedy. Now, folks know you as a political analyst. You've got Momentum Advocacy where you're a lobbyist. But you are a man, a renaissance man, because you perform comedy. Okay, so before we talk about tonight's performance, where I'll be out on the prowl looking for a new husband to do these chores around the house and rake the snow off the roof, how did you get started doing that? That's a big old jump, like from lobbying and politics to comedy.
Well, they're actually a little bit linked in that, you know, stand-up was always something that I wanted to do. But, you know, how do you even start? I mean, what do you do? So I didn't know. So well into my 40s, it was something that I thought I would never actually get an opportunity to do. But I started doing enough like early morning radio stuff for politics that I met some stand-up comedians, like real comedians, and they kind of taught me, this is how you break in, this is where you go, this is what you do. And so I did it without kind of the fear of the unknown, which I really appreciate. But one of the reasons that I did it when I did it was politics was getting so gross that I needed an activity that was not connected to the Capitol, that was not connected to Washington, D.C., a place where I could go where nobody cared what my background was or what my job was. And comedy really gave me a place to start at the absolute bottom. And now I am slightly above the absolute bottom. But it gave me a whole new group of people. And then until the pandemic, it was tons of fun. And then after the pandemic, it was less fun.
Yeah. Okay. So I really get that. Like getting away from the daily routine of dad and husband and ex-husband and, lobbyists and political analysts to just get up on stage and start telling jokes and making people laugh. You know, a lot of times, Brian, when we have those kinds of thoughts and hopes and dreams, like I'm going to write this book, I'm going to get up on stage and do some comedy, I'm going to, cooking and start doing some, deliveries and meal prepping for families, or, I think I'm going to do some radio. I'm going to do some voiceover work. You know, people have always told me that I had a good voice. And, a lot of times those dreams die on the kitchen table. They die on the phone with girlfriends. You know, we're getting ready to go into the new year and folks are making resolutions about what they want to do. Like, how did it go from this will be a great idea to you are doing a 30-minute set tonight?
Well, in comedy, they start you off at 3 minutes and you work yourself up. So there is actually like a little bit of a method to the madness. But 100%, it's about confidence. And, the first time I ever did comedy, I did not tell people I was doing it.
Mm.
I think one friend came. But for the most part, I wanted the ability to kind of fail in anonymity. And the first time I ever did it, I said, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. And then the second time I did it, I said, I might never do this again. So it's something. And, just never let anyone else tell you what you can or cannot do. When people ask me about comedy, I always say, nobody's funny. So go up there and be as unfunny as the rest of us, because that's the only way to get better. When you go to open mics, you watch people try stuff, and 90% of it will never see the light of day. But write the book, do what you got to do, and never take criticism from someone that you wouldn't take advice from, which is pretty much everybody.
But how do you get over the fear factor? Because most of it is just the fear of getting up there. Most of it is just the fear of putting the pen on the paper and telling that story. You went from 3 minutes to a 30-minute set, but you had to get over the initial fear of even getting on that dang stage.
Well, I was lucky in that all of the political work I had done, had me very, very used to public speaking. I mean, I wasn't afraid. I've been on stage a million times, and I've been on the radio and TV and all of that. So that was never a fear of mine. The only fear I have had even when I was starting out was that I was going to forget. Like, not that what I did wasn't funny. It's good. I always tell people, I'm never going to be the funniest person on a show, but I'm never going to be the least funny person either. So, I kind of go into it with those expectations. But the only thing that I worry about is getting on stage and then forgetting where my place is in my set. So I just make a set list like a band would, and I just have it on a little stool by me, so I can just look down and it'll give me a prompt to remind me of what jokes I'm doing in that section, and that really has not been a problem. And the great thing about comedy, as opposed to like being in a band or something like that, is like if something goes wrong, it's over in 5 minutes and 10 minutes, so, at worst a half an hour, and then it's over. And you always learn something from it. I do a little bit of politics in my act, but way less than you'd think, just because for the most part, people don't even want to hear it, even
right.
if they agree with you.
They're trying to get away from it. Okay, so you got to tell people where you're performing, because they might want to meet me there and say hi and see you and just get away and get a break from life. That's my thing. I'm like, they're like, what you doing? I'm going to see my friend Brian. He's performing. He's doing some comedy. And I can't wait to just get away and shut everything off and get in a room and let him pour some laughter into my spirit.
Well, tonight I'm going to be performing, it's a political group called Majority in the Middle, and it is their Purple Party. And the best way to get the information on how to get tickets would actually be to go to my Facebook page, which is Brian R. McDaniel, or any of my other socials, which are usually the same name. But I'll give them another opportunity, too. On Thursday the 20th, I'm going to be performing at the Strike Theater in Minneapolis. It's going to be a Give to the Max event, where from 12 p.m. till 12 a.m., they're going to have a series of comedians and improv people and spoken word folks. And I have the coveted 2 o'clock in the afternoon spot, so you know that they're pretty excited to have me. But that'll be another good place to see me. And if you follow me on my socials, I have a hole inside of me that can only be filled with attention. So I always make sure that I post on there when I'm going to be performing somewhere.
You are so silly. Okay, tonight, 6 to 9 at the Expo Minneapolis on University Avenue. There's some general admission tickets still available, and it's the second annual Purple Party. And I love the tagline. It says, because democracy is no joke. Okay, so we got to talk about politics. We cannot let you go without talking about politics. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the government shutdown. I also want to talk about these Epstein files. And did they do a backdoor deal? I'm going to ask Brian McDaniel that question next.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It is 119. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Talking to my friend Brian McDaniel with Hilden Advocacy. I'm sorry, it's Momentum Advocacy. And he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. You're going to have to give me a minute to get used to the name change, sir.
We're like Prince. We're the the firm formerly known as Hilden Advocacy.
Now, you know, I was just watching CNN and the president is talking about lowering tariffs because of affordability. Is this a direct result of the election? Because it was not favorable for him and the people that he backed on November 4th.
You know, I'm not 100% sure, because I think that those of us in the political world kind of knew it was going to be a bad night for Republicans, on election night. It might have been slightly worse than expected, but you know, largely Democrat areas voted Democrat. So I don't know that there is a huge lesson to learn, other than, you know, it's one more time that people are trying to say, well, now people have finally got on to Trump. No, they haven't. This is not that different. But tariffs are 100% a tax on the American public and how much you know goods cost. So tariffs aren't new. People act like Trump invented tariffs. They have literally always been there, almost. But how we're using them right now is certainly different than they've been used in the past. And I think that it's a game that means very little to the American public, but they're the ones paying the price.
Okay, so they said at the beginning these tariffs were going to hurt the countries that we were administering them on and to, but it seems like it's backfired and it's us that are paying the price.
I think it's a little of both, because sometimes what these tariffs really have meant to be is a negotiation. So we tell China or Canada or whomever, we're going to increase tariffs on some of your goods, and then that will make them negotiate more favorable terms with the United States of America. And that has happened. But there have also been, examples like with soybeans, where China.
I was just about to say, baby, them farmers are hurting. They are hurting.
Yeah. Farmers of soybeans have lost a ginormous market that they formerly could sell on. So you can't say that this has been a plan without victims, because there certainly are. And it's a little bit of the risk you run, but I just think that this is political gamesmanship more than sound policy. But we'll have to see how it shakes out, I guess.
Okay, shaking out those Epstein files. They shook them papers out. They start passing the stuff out. People were reading it. What happened? How did we go from they're not going to be released to having 23,000 pages, and Republicans and Democrats both agreed that this would happen? Did they make some backdoor deal to open the government back up? What the hell is going on here? I just feel like I don't know the truth. Like there's some shady stuff going on, and the American people are the ones who are paying the price because of it.
Here's what I can tell you. We still don't know the truth. I disappoint people. People know my background. My background is Republican. I worked for Republican governors and Republican House of Representatives and all that stuff. However, I'm not a Trump guy. I've never been on this show saying that Trump is great or that I'm a big supporter of Trump. I'm not. But I have always been someone who has kind of looked at the links between Epstein and Trump, and they're not what people want them to be. I don't believe for one second that Democrats have always known and always had access to these strong links between the Epstein women or girls and Trump, and that they didn't use it. They would have used it. And in fact, some of the emails that they're showing right now, where they redact the name of the woman that they would be quoting in it, some of them have come from probably the most famous victim, Virginia, and I can't remember how to say her last name, Joffrey or Jeffrey, something like that, who was the person who you know, is in that famous picture with Prince Andrew. And she wrote a book, and she worked at Mar-a-Lago, and she actually committed suicide, tragically, earlier this year. But she said over and over that Trump was not someone that she saw acting inappropriate with the girls. That we all do know 100%. We know that when she worked at Mar-a-Lago, that Epstein was trying to recruit girls from Mar-a-Lago, and that Trump banned him from the facility. So yes, there is a link between Trump and Epstein. I just don't think it's what people want.
Okay, so why is everybody losing their damn minds, Brian? I mean, even Republicans, his biggest supporters, are at events and rallies holding up signs, release the Epstein files in full, release the full files. That's the new slogan that, you know, everybody is saying. So why is this what looks like the Achilles heel with all the other stuff that, you know, has happened and has gone on? What makes this it for everybody?
Because I think that the Democrats think that the Epstein files will kind of implicate Trump. And I think Republicans believe that the Epstein files will expose, many highly prominent Democrats. And the answer is maybe they will. But if the Republicans had this information already and the Democrats had this information already, then I cannot believe for a second that it wouldn't have been used already. So, yes, there is so much to be ashamed about for the people we know. And it's not just political people. It's Bill Gates and mm-hmm. other very, very prominent people are associated with this. And it's a stain. It is. But we're losing sight of that there were real victims here.
Mm-hmm.
And we are using this for political gamesmanship, and people are playing fast and loose with the truth. If you're redacting, if you're giving only part of the story, or you're redacting people's names so that way you can't know who said it, so you can't fact check what happened. The BBC just got caught editing selectively one of Trump's January 6th. Related.
I saw that story.
The more and more that people try to get him through inappropriate means, the easier it is for him to call everything fake news. We know Trump has done more than enough.
He's a felon.
Out of his own mouth, we know what he says, what he believes, what he's done. Use that. You don't need to make stuff up to get Donald Trump on some of these things, but it's the, you know, they call it Trump derangement syndrome, and some left-leaning friends of both of ours hate when I talk about that, but I think it's true. People lose their minds trying to get Donald Trump, and largely if they ignored him in the past and didn't give him oxygen, none of us would be in this position, but they can't help themselves.
Okay, when we start talking about gamesmanship and you know, using the power that they have to make decisions, I think about these poor people who were without their benefits. Thankfully, in the great state of Minnesota, we have leaders who made sure that our people had something to eat. But, you know, I watched CNN and other news outlets where people were lined up for miles just trying to get a box of groceries to make it through the week. Now that the government is open back up, I mean, what is that saying to people as they get ready to go and vote in the next election, that, you know, they were playing around with food? Like, that's just the most basic need that people in this country have, is to eat. Food and shelter is what we need to make sure that everybody has. And the fact that we were willing to cut out food for people until we got our way. How is that gonna translate in the voting booth?
Well, I think that it's going to be looked upon very poorly, and this is largely, Republicans say, well, the Democrats voted time and time again to not reopen government, and the Democrats will say, well, the Republicans are the ones who proposed, wouldn't accept this or that, and they're both right, but they played fast and loose with people's lives. If you want to talk about why are so many people and who is on on the rolls for SNAP, let's talk about that. Let's have a real discussion about it. But the way to do that isn't by holding the American people hostages and children hostage over these things. And that is what is really gross. Not that I don't believe that there might be improprieties in the program, or that, you know.
But you can do an audit. You can, like, go through the rosters. You can use the case managers to weed out and do some checks. You don't shut everything down and have vulnerable adults and elderly people and children with special needs going without freaking food.
Well, and let's remember, too, that as important as the SNAP benefits are and food, It was the airline closures that put the most pressure on people.
Oh yeah,
that is something, and that's something to be a little ashamed of as well. That the SNAP stuff was a big deal.
Oh no, the SNAP stuff didn't do it. It was the airlines. I remember distinctly when the CEO of Delta went to talk to the president and his administration and the health department, and like the very next day, the restrictions for COVID were loose, like, and stuff happened. Like, these airlines have a lot more power than we realize, and you know, folks' travel plans have started changing. I know mine did. Like, I was looking at, how do I take a train from Minneapolis to Houston? I had a trip scheduled to go. I was going on vacation. What was the last weekend, Lindsay? I called Lindsay and told her, hey, I'm coming to work because I can't take the opportunity to go and have fun. And then, Lindsay, suppose we have a ground stop. Then what? Then I'm stuck.
Disruption of business.
Yes. And I can't get back to my kids. Who's going to make sure they get to school? And so people were really making decisions. And you know, thankfully, I got a really nice agent at Delta who gave me my money back. At first, they were like, hey, we'll give you an e-credit. I said, ma'am, until this government shutdown is over, I'm not buying no ticket to go nowhere. Y'all not finna ground stop me in Texas. I'm sorry. I got to get home to my kids. It was a mess, Brian. It was nice.
Yes. When Minnesota had its largest state government shutdown back in, I think it's 2010 or 2011, ultimately what broke the logjam was certain permits being issued to allow the delivery of Coors Light. It was liquor that was going to be disrupted. And then that made the legislators kind of say, okay, well, we got to address this. So, as much as we would love to say that it is the plight of the people,
it's never.
it's never. And, you know, the people, we need to look at these guys. And I've been doing this too long to be Pollyanna about it, but they need to be reminded that they work for us, not mm-hmm. the other way around. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that is to hold them accountable at the voting booth. Republicans need to know that their supporters are angry. Democrats need to know that their supporters are angry. Because if they believe that they always have your vote, they are never going to listen to you. And that's why traditional groups of people who have kind of always been Republican or always been Democrat are shifting sides. You know, college-educated people now are going in greater numbers to the Democrats, and blue-collar people are going in more. Union folks are going in higher numbers to Republicans, and we're seeing it with different racial groups and ethnic groups and all of that too. And it's nothing will change unless something changes, and that means voting patterns.
Well, I am so grateful you came. You are at a special event, and I am sure they are looking for you. What did you tell them? Did you tell them to go into the restroom? What did you tell these people? How did you just disappear from your special event for like 30 minutes?
Well, as far as they know, I'm there, and I'm having a great time.
Get back in there. Get back in all there, right, sir. I will see you tonight. I will be laughing loud and cheering and stomping my feet and clapping my hands for you at your comedy event.
Giddy up. Thank you so much. I will see you tonight.
All right. And we'll see you right after the break.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let me tell you something. If your child is a student at Doherty Family College, you don't have to worry about a thing. You don't. Because Dr. Buffy Smith is taking care of her students. Let me set the stage here. I was at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church last week. My kids were singing in the choir. And once they were done singing, I was walking them over to the children's church. And I saw one of our recent college students. He had just graduated from high school. And some of the elders at church were checking in with him. And so I lined up for my turn. And I said, well, how are you doing? He said, I'm doing great. School's going well. Now, at the time, I don't know what school he's going to. And so I said, well, you know, how is everything going? He said, well, you know, the school is great because, you know, when the shutdown happened and they stopped the SNAP benefits from getting to families, my college gave us gift cards to the grocery store. I said, boy, what college do you go to? Because I was in college for 4 years and I never had a professor, cafeteria worker, dean, president, or anybody. Nobody ever cared whether I ate or not. We were on ramen noodles, sardines, Vienna sausages, and crackers. And that's if we were lucky. Like a lot of us were paying our way through school and nobody ever gave a damn about whether we ate or not. And he said, well, I'm at Doherty Family College. I said, well, hi, dog. That explains everything. Say less, son. Say less. Because now I know what's going on. Because I know, for one, Dr. Buffy Smith, the dean of that college at the University of St. Thomas, takes care of her students. She calls them scholars. She called into the show. She is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I'm going to just tell you, Dr. Buffy, I have never met a dean that loves their students like their own children the way you do. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for those kind words, Ms. Shaletta. But I also want to thank you, Ms. Shaletta, for all you do to help the community when anytime there's an emergency or crisis in our state. So thank you. But yes, each year we fundraise for scholarships to make college accessible for first-generation college students who demonstrate high financial need. And in addition to raising funds for scholarships, we also raise funds for our DSC student emergency funds. So I want to set the stage first before I talk about the grocery card. So the DSC student emergency fund is used for our scholars who have housing insecurity, food insecurity, or need assistance with transportation or household expenses. And we are extremely blessed to have supporting and loving community partners, board members, trustees, St. Thomas alumni, staff and faculty, and of course, the founding family of DFC, the Dohertys, Kathy, Sarah, and Molly, continue to support the DFC Student Emergency Fund. And it was, in fact, when the shutdown happened, Sarah Doherty reached out to me to provide grocery cards for our scholars who might need additional support during the shutdown. And that is why I have some grocery cards for our scholars to provide them support. And that's what we try to do at DFC, is to support our scholars, meet their needs as much as we can so that there will not be an emergency or crisis that will prevent them from being able to persist and earn their degree.
Well, I'm going to just say that is one of the things that separates Dohertys Family College from other colleges and universities. I just don't know that I've ever heard of anything like that, Dr. Buffy, where, you know, the colleges I went to, they never cared how we got to school, whether we were transportation insecure, whether we were on the bus, whether we had anything to eat. You were a number. You came to class, you took your test, you got your grade, and then you moved on to the next class. It was never that much care and concern about how we were doing, if we were hungry, how we got to class. And I need to talk a little bit to you for those folks out there who have never heard of Dohertys Family College. You know, family's in the name for a reason, right?
Yes, yes. It absolutely is. And so I want to also say we are grateful for our partners that provide support for us. But I want to give you an example. Last week also, a DFC staff member gave some additional grocery gift cards. And I want to emphasize this because this DFC staff member already gives her talent and time for our scholars to support them inside and outside the classroom. Yet she also wanted to provide additional financial support to our scholars. So I say this because this staff member embodies what we refer to as Ohana, which is the Native Hawaiian word that means family. So what makes Dohertys Family College special is that we have caring and loving adults who are committed to making sure that our college is student-centered. And so what that really means is that every day we work really hard to ensure that our amazing, resilient, hardworking scholars are seen, heard, valued, affirmed, supported, cared for, and loved every day. So we believe that every student should be able to have a DFC Ohana college experience. And so that's why we work really hard. Now, don't get me wrong, Ms. Shaletta. We still maintain high academic standards. We have high expectations. We don't lower standards. Instead, we provide high levels of academic support to help our scholars reach their goals.
And, you know, food is just a basic necessity. Like, I remember being, and I'm sure a lot of people listening will remember, being in college and being hungry. Like, you know, some of us first-generation college students, we were paying our way through, or the grant or scholarship that we had only paid a certain amount. And so we were charged and tasked with books and fees and food. And we had to work, Dr. Buffy, to pay for that. And so you know, if the money was funny or running short, or, you know, a lot of us were, you know, waitressing or, you know, working on commission at different, you know, clothing stores. If sales weren't great, you know, the first thing that you got to cut may be your food. And I remember sharing meal plans with some of my friends that would get extra and, you know, bring it to me, sneak it out of the, you know, cafeteria, because back then they wouldn't let you take food out of the cafeteria. We had rules. These kids ain't got no rules now. You know, and I'd be sitting in the back and waiting, you know, and you know, it helped us build our resiliency. You know, it helped us learn how to rely on friends and work as a team. But, you know, then I couldn't study. Then I couldn't be effective. Then I couldn't, you know, do everything that I needed to do, because I was worried about what I was going to eat and who was going to help me find something to eat. And so, you know, when I talked to this young man, you know, the student at Doherty Family College that I saw at church, who was bragging about the grocery cards that you and the team provided to students in need when SNAP benefits were cut, it took me all the way back to 1990. You know, when I was on the bus, you know, a college freshman, trying to get from, you know, the, you know, my little apartment, my little stinky radio apartment to class, and, you know, just trying to get enough bus fare so that I could, you know, get to class. And then once I got there, you know, trying to find somebody who had extra money on their bar card so I could get something to eat, so I could go back to my apartment, and be hungry and study and try to do my best, before I went off to work. And so I just, you know, on behalf of all the hungry college kids, I just wanted to really call you on the show and say thank you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Shaletta. But it, I'm grateful to work, at an institution that is surrounded by loving and caring community partners, who are working to make sure that our scholars who might need additional support when there's a shutdown and when there's not a shutdown. Food insecurity is still real in our community, that we might be able to meet that need. And so, on a personal level, I grew up in public assistance, so I do know, and we've been hungry at times in my own family. So as a nation as wealthy as ours, no young person, no person from any marginalized group, no human being. We have enough wealth, enough resources in this great global community that no one should have to go hungry. So I'm grateful to do my part as part of Doherty Family College to make sure our scholars have the need, have their needs met as much as possible. And we will continue as a community to make sure we serve our scholars.
Well, I just thank you. God bless you for the work that you are doing. There may be some high school students. There may be some parents and grandparents of some high school students who say, you know what, that's the kind of college where I want my kid, not where they're just a number and all they get is fees and grades. I want them to have a relationship with the people who are there. I want the people who are in charge of the college to care enough about them to make sure that they have their needs met, including having something to eat. How can folks find you to come over at Doherty and take a tour or talk more about the programs and academic services and degrees that you have available?
Thanks for asking. Michelle, we would love for every family to experience the DFC Ohana College experience, and they could learn more about DFC if they go to dfc.stthomas.edu. That's dfc.stthomas.edu. We'd love to see families come and experience the vibe of DFC and meet our scholars, meet our staff, meet our faculty.
Well, thank you for meeting the needs of your students. We've been talking to Dr. Buffy Smith on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. It is 1:49. You're listening to The Shaletta Show. We'll be back. It is 1:52. You're listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Wanted to alert you. This is from the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, the BCA. There is a missing person alert. There's a 14-year-old boy missing in the Bemidji area, and I know we have a lot of listeners in that community. So if you are in Bemidji or you know someone who is, please, please, please listen up. They are asking for anyone who has any information on Riley Gage Defoe. Riley was last seen at Trek North High School in Bemidji after asking to visit a friend's house after school in the Bemidji or Red Lake area. 14-year-old boy, he was last seen wearing a black hoodie, gray sweatpants, black Nike shoes, and this was on Friday. He's described as 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighing 110 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. As of today at 12:35, he was still missing. And the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office is the lead investigator. They're asking if there is anyone with information about where this missing 14-year-old boy may be, please contact the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office. That number is 218-333-9111. Again, the number is 218-333-9111. Or if you don't have time to remember all that, just call 911. If you see something, say something. Again, the BCA has a missing person alert. 14-year-old Riley Gage Defoe, last seen on Friday at Trek North High School in Bemidji, asked for permission to visit a friend's house after school, so this child may be in the Bemidji or Red Lake area. Again, the description, black hoodie, gray sweatpants, black Nike shoes, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 110 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office is there and waiting for any information that may be available. 218-333-9111. 218-333-9111. If you are driving and you can't remember that number, you can always just call 911. Now, Lindsay, this week I called my doctor because I saw some ladies that I hadn't seen in a while, mm-hmm. you know, and so when they came up to me, I didn't recognize them.
I didn't. In what way?
They had lost about 1 million pounds.
Mm.
I mean,
it's jarring when you see people.
Yeah, it's like somebody lost a whole third grader off their back. Like somebody else lost a fifth grader off their butt. A lady lost a second grader off her thighs. I was like, what is going on? They were like, hey, Shaletta, what's up? I'm like, hey, who are you? And they were like, oh, I'm Miss So-and-so. And I'm like, oh, God, I didn't recognize you. So I asked Sean, I was like, what is going on? He was like, yeah, I think everybody's on the shots. So mm-hmm. I was talking to one of the ladies, and I was like, hey, girl, are you doing the Wegovy, Ozempic, Zepbound thing? And she was like, yeah, and I've lost all this weight. And I'm like, well, what you do with your fat girl clothes? Because I could wear those. She was like, girl, I have already given them away.
No.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. She said, my mom is on it, too. My mom is taking the shot. And so we both have lost a lot of weight. So we've given away a lot of clothes. So she's supposed to be, like, looking for the clothes for me. And if she can find them, you know, in any 12s, 14s, 16s. Sure. But she literally went from, like, a 16 to, like, a 4.
Like
everybody is tucking their shirt in their pants and putting their belt on and looking real fancy these days. And so I'm just like, okay, you know, so as I go out and try to find a new husband to rake the roof and blow the snow, it's not fair, right? Because I'm hungry and mm-hmm. I'm trying to do things the right way. And they're taking the shot. So if we both are there, they're not going to buy me a drink. They're going to buy the other girl a drink because I look a little portly right now. And so I'm trying to be able to compete. It's kind of like baseball.
Sure.
When Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa uh-huh. were taking the drugs and they bulked up
yep.
and all the pitchers were upset because they couldn't strike them out because it was just so large. It's the opposite. Like these ladies are so small because they're taking the drugs that just a regular person who's trying to do it the right way, I can't compete. So I went to the doctor. I said, if I can't beat them, I'm going to join them. So I went to the doctor and I asked for the weight loss drug. And so I got the prescription. But the insurance won't cover it.
Of course.
And let me tell you how much it is. Let me tell you how much it is. If you have a prescription for the weight loss drug and your insurance won't cover it, you won't know what happened.
Tell me.
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Okay. All right. I want make sure you $1,300 a month.
Oh my goodness.
$1,300 a month. And so I'm just like,
who has that?
Who has that? What, ma'am? Really? I mean, when you think about, I'm trying to find a husband so I don't have to rake the roof and blow the snow and clean the gutters.
Boy jobs. You need those taken care of.
Right. I need those taken care of. I'm being practical here. Somebody's got to drop these kids off. I can't be in two places at one time, right? Somebody's got to make the groceries. Somebody's got to do. And so by the time I pay a man to do all the work, a handyman, that's the $1,300 I would pay for the weight loss drug. So it's a wash. It's a wash. I might as well just call it. Not take the weight loss drug and pay for the stuff I would pay a handyman to do and not move the stuff in my closet or have a ceremony. I guess that's where we are. Where we are is 158. You've got one more hour of the Shaletta Show, so don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.